For today's weather, the wind chill warning remains in effect until tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service says everyone should avoid outside activities if possible. When outside, individuals should wear appropriate clothing, a hat, and gloves. Frostbite is possible within 5 minutes of outdoor exposure. The U.S. Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management are starting outreach on the proposal to withdraw nearly 225,000 acres of federal land in the Thompson Divide from mineral leasing. It's located in Garfield, Pitkin, and Gunnison counties, starting northwest of Carbondale. As Aspen's public radio, Caroline Yanis, reports for Rocky Mountain Community Radio, they held a public meeting Wednesday night in Carbondale.
The meeting is a part of an initial 90-day comment period before the Forest Service and the BLM begin an environmental analysis. If approved, the withdrawal will prevent oil and gas and mineral leases for 20 years. Tony Edwards with the Forest Service says this is another way to protect public lands.
So this abuts a lot of the wilderness. So by removing those oil and gas operations, we'll continue that wilderness characteristic a little bit further out is what's happening.
The majority of attendees were supportive of the withdrawal proposal. Will Rausch, executive director of local nonprofit advocacy group Wilderness Workshop, says the community wants to see this process done right.
We support thorough analysis, but we also want to see it done promptly. And this is and should remain a high priority for the administration, the BLM, and the Forest Service.
There will be more opportunities for public feedback during the environmental analysis process. Caroline Yanez, Aspen Public Radio News.
The City of Boulder is seeking community members to be part of a community task force that will help guide the structure and implementation of a guaranteed income pilot project. Boulder's guaranteed income pilot project will use federal COVID-19 relief funds to provide monthly unrestricted cash assistance to low-income community members. The city will be asking task force members to provide input on the project's elements, such as who to target, how long they should get support, who should qualify, and the project's goals. The city says staff and the project's consultants, Impact Charitable, will select task force members based on a range of criteria, including low-income lived experience, as well as participants from historically underrepresented communities. As part of the obligations of those who the city selects, participants will need to attend 3 mandatory meetings for 3 evenings in January, as well as additional activities through April. The Daily Camera reports the city will provide a stipend, meals, language interpretation, and transportation assistance for those selected to participate. Ute Mountain Ute Chairman Manuel Hart is calling on the federal government to designate a 20,000-acre ranch in Gunnison as reservation land. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, Clark Adamitis of KSUT and KSJD has more.
The Ute Mountain Ute Tribe owns 7 ranches in Colorado and Utah that tribal members can use for cattle grazing and hunting. Currently, those ranches have unrestricted fee land status, which means they're subject to taxes. The Cortez Journal reports that the tribe is applying for the 20,000-acre Pinecrest Ranch in Gunnison to be designated as Ute Mountain Ute Reservation Trust land. The ranch is some 200 miles from the Ute Mountain Ute Reservation. According to Hart, trespassing on the ranch is an issue, and he said that local law enforcement officers have told the tribe they lack jurisdiction to enforce the law on tribal land. To add the Pinecrest Ranch land to the reservation, the tribe must complete an application with the Bureau of Indian Affairs and survey the land's boundaries. For KSUT and KSJD, I'm Clark Adamitis.
Colorado GOP Chairman Christy Burton Brown announced Monday she will not seek another 2-year term as chair of the state's Republican Party. Burton Brown is the party's 3rd chair in 6 years. Colorado Republicans lost every statewide office in the most recent election. The party also experienced significant losses in 2018 and 2020. Burton Brown, an anti-abortion advocate and lawyer who started her post in 2021, said she will remain active in politics and concentrate on education policy going forward. Colorado Republicans will select their new leader in March. For KGNU, I'm Stacey Johnson.